Good morning, MGTOW man. This is a 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. Broadcast. Yes, the matter of what my lovely, lovely, lovely girl friend once raised was the issue of sleep pollution by having all these fucking devices that, you know, consume power and, sorry, not consume power, but like, it's just like you wake up, boom, instant distraction. Oh, turn the laptop on, watch a movie, see what's on the internet, do this, do that, do this, do that, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, what's that guy's name? I copied the file across and then I downloaded a copy and made it into a MP3 and fuck, what's his name, but he said you got to control your brain, you know, you got to control your mind. You've got to make up your own mind what you want to do rather than going, oh, yes, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, it's sort of like that sort of Buddhist stuff of the monkeys, you know. Sorry. I'll go into the full red. Yeah, the, like the Buddhists in the, the Book of the Dead, you know, the mind is the endless ceasing, endless chatter of monkeys, you know what I mean? You're just going, oh, this idea, that idea, this idea, that idea, you know what I mean? Well, you've got to actually sort of, oh, I wish I could remember his name. But that's what he said too. He said, you've got to follow, you've got to take control of your brain, you know, you've got to say, well, I need to get 6 hours sleep. If I go to bed at, say, midnight and have 4 hours sleep and pop up like a bloody cork, well, you really need to go back to sleep, get up, have a piss, have a drink, maybe have a bite to eat and then go straight back to fucking bed and go to sleep for the, till, say, 7 or 8 in the morning or whatever, you know, if it's winter here, it's fucking freezing out, so sleep until 8. But yeah, that, Darling Frances, the what she had to say about sleep pollution. Get rid of all the fucking devices in your bed type thing. You know, like having your phone running and having a fucking a netbook or something beside the bed and, you know, this and that and this and that, you know, and if you really do need to just sort of sit up in bed for a while and burn off a bit of mental energy, read a book. Do something that requires effort. So, yeah. That's something for you to consider, guys. You know, the idea of all these fucking noise and light and sound and fucking, you know, running movies and shit like that, that's been one of my sort of... It's not a bad some ways because I tend to have... I say to all these fucking brain-dead cunts in AA, you know, that there's a lot of benefit to having you know, like I've got enough recordings of people working on their issues to play 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for a whole year, basically. And so by having these recordings playing during the night, if I happen to, you know, for the, it takes me 30 seconds to go, and I'm fast asleep, you know. But if I wake up in the wee small hours of the night and go, you know, yeah, and then go, David Goggins, that's his name, yeah, but if I wake up in the wee small hours of the night and I can just lie there for a while and listen to something really good, really clever, really profound from really smart people who are doing really great things about sorting their shit out. And I might lie there for half an hour and then go back to sleep. That's not a bad thing, you know. Just a little MP3 recording playing quietly off the bloody mobile phone. That's been a mainstay for years. But yeah, all the other sort of stuff, and also having the screen in dark mode, so if you need to adjust the volume up or down, you know, it's not like fucking POW, you know, super bright light, super bright screen going boof into your eyes, you know. Yeah, so I finally... So anyway... that's a good thing. So remember that, guys, light pollution. Keeping all the things that keep you awake and distract you and all the stuff. And you can do what David Goggin says and what the Buddha says, you know. Stop listening to the endless fucking chattering monkeys in your head, you know. Take control of your mind. And take control of your brain and say, this is where we're going today, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to achieve it, rather than going, I'll get a cup of tea, and then I'll read my email, and then I'll go to the toilet, and then I'll come back and get another cup of tea, and then I'll pull on a shirt, and I'll just check out this fucking message, and then I'll check out this site, and then I'll get some pants on, and look at there. Oh, here's some really good action movies from China. Oh, I like those. Oh, you know, and just losing the whole fucking day, especially, well, in some ways, there's enormous amounts of really, really good material that men either make or that they hand over for other men to make use of. And it's absolutely excellent, and there's enormous amounts of it. And it's staggering amounts of learning there. So you can only sort of do what you have, what you can do with what you have, you know. So, I've got real world responsibilities, and I can't sort of run around being constantly sort of entertained or distracted or educated, you know. I don't have the time to do that, and I'm, you know, the time's now sort of approaching where I've really got a lot of stuff done, and it's really serious stuff, you know. So yeah, not waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and going, I think I'll just watch a video. What's on the fucking MGTOW TV site? Let's have a look at BitChute, and Oh, that's nice. I might get up and make a real cup of tea. And we'll call it a night. Thank you, MGTOW Man.